A prominent Chinese legal activist has been arrested after spending 50 days on the run from Chinese authorities. NPR's Emily Fang brought us his story.
How Xu Zhiyong managed to evade capture for nearly 2 months in a country laced with facial recognition cameras and digital surveillance is still unclear. What is clear, his friends tell NPR, is that Xu was ready for when he inevitably was caught in southern China on the evening of February 15th. Hua Ze, a film director based in New Jersey, said Xu left her videos to post for after he disappeared.
He knew he was going to be arrested sooner or later. He knew his freedom was dangerous to authorities.
She helped found the New Citizens Movement, an influential coalition that called for rule of law and civil rights protections, work that earned him a 4-year jail sentence in 2014. His life as a fugitive began December 26th, as one by one, nearly a dozen of the 20 or so participants of an activist's dinner meeting he'd attended disappeared. Here's Hua again.
The meeting's contents were not secret. It was only because such a group of controversial personalities got together that authorities took notice.
While on the run, Xu published a steady stream of political commentary online. He taunted President Xi Jinping, who he deemed, quote, helpless in the face of a coronavirus outbreak. This calamity could only happen without democracy and freedom of speech, he wrote in a post on Wednesday. It would be his last. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.